type of duvet when there is.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Duvet, that's your
shank.
The shank in Old Glory.
The main arena.
Got to slow my sperm back there, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday morning, we have a big caravan back, a little sperm. All right. So we left off in the previous year, we were talking about the principle of Afein Hovios Vaneis. So we know that Chazal applied in a few places, but Chazal don't seem to apply it in other places, and some Rishonim applied it in third places. So the places that we know for a fact that it exists, and there is Chanukah, Christmas, Megillah, Dalet cases, that you can argue with me for Farshi Gemaras. The cases that we don't seem to find it by is Matzah, although it happens to be women are Chayavos in Matzah, but that's really for a tangential reason based on the Pasuk. We don't find it by tefillin. And when it comes to Suda Shabbos, so at least we find Rabbeinu Tam applying it. The Ran conceding that Rabbeinu Tam's reason was sufficient, but the Ran didn't think it was really necessary. So we kind of left hanging a little bit what the rule is, when do we apply, when do we not apply. So there was one approach in Mishnayim that splits between Deraisas and Derabbanan. That was the easiest approach. And if you take that approach, so then Dalakaisas, Derechanak, Christabel, is all pure Derabbanan. Tefillin is a Deraisa. And so the Shabbos maybe is talking to Rabbanan, and that's why it does apply. And again, that's the easiest approach. The quote from Rabbi Yosef, Yishishalayim, Rabbi Yosef disagreed. Rabbi Yosef said that it applies even to their Isis. And it really couldn't apply to Matzah, except for technical reasons of Sukkot, etc. Whole Chagat, the whole Jerusha, and the Talmud and the Megillah Tosef tells you. But Bikaroni can't apply to their Isis. So if it can apply to their Isis, why does it fall short? Fill in other potential their Isis. What's the Shabbos? So this turret is, yeah. Yes, Ms. Alter.
You're going to say it's Doraisa. Don't you need a Pasuk or some Limbo?
Oh, so that's what we thought. Maybe the Mokra was Azir Shemoshe. That was what we said on Thursday, that maybe the Mokra is that the fact that the turret goes out of its way to describe the men sang and the women sang, and the singing of Kriyas Yamsuf may be the source for Rafi Nebias. It's possible. That was a suggestion. So there's a turret that began to be developed by the Chassam Sofer. I don't know where, at which point. I remember I saw the Chassam Sofer in print a long time ago. So I don't know at which point the Chassam Sofer's Shtickel Torah ended and when the next part of it begins. So we'll call it. Keep the door open. Let's keep the door open for ventilation. But where's that noise coming from?
I think someone's listening to a share.
Oh, okay. Right, no, keep the door open. I like the open. Cross current ventilation. It's always good. If you had help open a window here, that would solve the problem that we haven't accomplished. I don't think it's possible. Okay. All right. So, this teretz began by the Chassam Sofer, and we're going to continue to quote its development by a very, very special person whose yahrzeit was yesterday, the trivia question. Who's a very, very Adam Glover, who we are forever indebted to for a part of Amos Seira, whose yahrzeit was yesterday? Gimel Shvat? The yahrzeit of Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father. It should be a famous year. It's a famous Yahrzeit day in the history of Yeshiva because that was the day that the Rav would give his Yahrzeit drasha. The famous Yahrzeit drasha every year for hundreds and thousands of people was always given on Gimel Shvat. I was wondering over Shabbos what he would give it when Gimel Shvat would fall on Shabbos like this year. So I don't know whether he gave it Thursday night or Sunday night. I can't tell you. But I don't think he gave it on Friday night. Anyway, so Rabbi Soloveitchik's Yahrzeit was yesterday. Rabbi Soloveitchik was mamish the liaison. He was the bridge. From the world of Rav Chaim, to the world of the Rav, the world that we live in today. He was the major player. He was the Rav's Rebbe. He was the Rav went everything from his father. Rav never went to Yeshiva. He went everything from his father. So Moshe Soloveitchik, building upon this idea of Chassam Sofer, and independently developed the following, you see, that there are two different kinds of mitzvahs that we perform in context of Nisim. There are some mitzvahs that are Zeichlenes, and there are other mitzvahs that are presuming Nisim. And they're not the same. Zechlanes means I do a mitzvah so that I should personally remember the following miracle. I should remember how the following miracle. That's a Zechlanes. Presuming Nisa, the focus is towards others. That I have to do this mitzvah to spread the word of this nes to others. To publicize the nes. So there's a difference in halacha between Zechlanes mitzvahs and Presuming Nisa mitzvahs. How do you know which is which? What's the litmus test to tell whether something is Zeichlanes or Presuming Nisa? So, again, whether the Chassam Sofer explains this part or Moshe explains this part, I can't remember. But basically, a good way to test whether you're giving mitzvah zechal eser pesudim nisab is an interesting bracha that Chazal instituted. We always recite brachas and mitzvahs for performing a mitzvah. And every once in a while, Chazal threw in an extra bracha. Bracha she'asa nisim la'viseinim. Make a bracha she'asa nisim. What do you make a bracha she'asa nisim for? What's the purpose of that bracha she'asa nisim? I'm writing Chanuk Kegel as a make a Mahadik Nesha Chanuk. We have to make she'asa nisim. We have to make la'asha nisim at the Megill. The answer is that when you're dealing with a mitzvah that's just a ma'isa, it's a bi'alma, so you don't have to say she'asa nisim. But if the whole goal is to be the farsing and ace to others, it's like, well, you have to put a caption on the bottom. This is what I'm doing, and this is why I'm doing it. I'm doing it, she'asa nisim la'viseinim. Everybody should know, this is why I'm lighting the Megillah. I'm lighting the Menorah. This is why I'm lighting the Megillah. She'asa nisim is the baruch of the Chazal b'keveya as a vehicle of a farsin as an ace, that I transformed the mitzvah into a piersim anis, an ace. So you're probably wondering, oh, we all know, we only recite piersim anisim but two brachas, and there's Chanukah and Kriyas Megillah. So the answer is the third one. The text is slightly different, but the same goal of the baruch is the same. So the Nesivis in his Haggadah, called Maisa Nisim. Right? So most people think that he wrote the Maisa Nisim because it deals with miracles, right? So the Torah says he really called it Maisa Nisim because if you look in the introduction, he tells you that there was a Sephardi whose name was Nisim who supported the project. So he sponsored it. How about it? So he paid for the purpose, so he called it Maisa Nisim. Things haven't changed much the last 100 years. He got to pay his friend, he has to keep it anyway. So in the Haggadah of the Nesivis, so he says that the Baruch that we recite Asher Gialon of Gaal Sachsem Yisrael. It's a bracha that appears in the end of Maseches Pesachim. What do we recite that bracha? Where did the bracha come from? No one knows where. Asher Gialon. We just finished saying Magen, Asher Gialon. So there it is. That bracha is like the Ke'en She'asa Nisim. That bracha is like as we're doing the mitzvah of Sipat Tzitz Mitzrayim, as we're doing the Dal Kais, as we're doing the Sefer, as we're doing all the Maisim of the Lower Pesach, getting up and saying She'asa Nisim, I'm going to say that Be'ez. So Chazal, you know, touched it up a little bit, made a little bit more labor there, but it's the same basic bracha. She'gyalon, but also say Mitzrayim, V'gyalon, it's all a bracha about the Nisim. So these three mitzvahs are singled out as mitzvahs that are Pirsumei Nisim type of mitzvahs. Another way to test whether a mitzvah is a Pirsumei Nisim or just a Zeichlan Eis, is there any key, was there any reason to do this mitzvah for a rabbin? Is this a mitzvah you're supposed to do in front of others, or is this perfectly okay to do in the privacy of your own home? So the name is Chanukah, so Muvan Me'ilav. The whole takana was to do it derech Pirsum. You have to light up Pesach, Ma'is, Mechutz, etc. Everything was revolving around the Pirsum and Nisa. Both the Mokom and Mokom, the Zman and Mokom. When it comes to Kriyas Megillah as well, even though we paskei that you could be Yotze, you could be Yemen, the Megillah, even Shalom B'tzibor, but there's one day in the going, you have to Mamash, have to be B'tzibor. So it's supposed to be mitzvah. The chachir is supposed to be mitzvah. The poskim write that you're not allowed to make break off minyan. You shouldn't make break off minyan all the time. There's a special din. You're not supposed to make break off minyan on Purim because it's supposed to be the more the merit. It's supposed to be a bigger heap. It's supposed to be a bigger pesum and nisa. And dalit krisis is also something that's supposed to be done b'shnei harabim. Why is that? How do I know that? It's the Rambam says. The Rambam writes that the whole dover door chayv adam laharos is asked, but that was the Rambam's nuance. The Mishnah says liros, and the Rambam one place writes liros, one place writes laharos. Laharos means a demonstration. Laharos means to physically do things to show to others, to demonstrate. So, So, according to the Rambam, how do you do Laharos? The Rambam says, Ketzad, shows the Dalakaisis and Leisif, Derecheiros. So, the drinking of the Dalakaisis is a demonstration for others, not just for myself. It's for others. It's Laharos. It's the Farsim of Sinais. So, this idea that you have certain mitzvahs that are not just for me personally to remember the names, but these are mitzvahs, the farsa, the fne'achayrim. This is unique to these three mitzvahs. It's only these three mitzvahs that have the bracha, only these three mitzvahs that have that key of the rabbin. Let's say, Moshe, put on tefillin. I put on tefillin, so tefillin is a zeich l'neis, zeich l'tzitzitzitzitzitzitzit, a sheik in the parashas in tefillin. Ki b'chazik ha'tzitzitzitzit ha'shem mitzvahim. There's a key to put on tefillin in front of 100 people. I gotta go to the bigger minion. It's the exact same mitzvah. I put on tefillin in the privacy of my own home, I put it on in front of 1,000 people. There's no kiyum. When I put on tefillin, I don't make an announcement, she'asa nisim la'viseinim v'imam azman azeh. This is not a mefarsh and dikah din, it's a private din, for v'zeich l'neis. So it says, the Mishnah Reishit, that the din of afhein hayah v'yosu l'neis, we only find when the mitzvah is mefarsh. When the mitzvah is being done, when the goal of the mitzvah is klapei others, that's called afen Rabbi Yosef Nes. That's then women are chayav sin. When you have a private mitzvah that a woman does in her privacy of her own home, what does that do with afen Rabbi Yosef Nes? What's afen Rabbi Yosef Nes? I don't know if Ramesha said this part. You want to add a little connection to this. You can always connect it a little bit like the Ramban that we spoke about. Remember, in Sugya has gone by about Tashvisu. Remember, the Ramban in Kedushin says that the klal of Mitzvah Shazman Gram applies when it's a private mitzvah to you. I put on tefillin. I say Krishma. I say the Sukkah. I hear the Shafa. I eat Shik the Lulav. Those are Mitzvah Shazman Gram. When the goal of the mitzvah is klapi others, like remember the Ramban's mashal, klapi achev, you have to maul the child. So that's not called the mitzvah shesaz man grama. And you need a pasuk to say the yiptura. Well, let's say shvisaz behema, or going to say tashbisu. Remember all those mitzvahs that we spoke about in weeks and months gone by. So maybe that's the same thing here also. That afen Rabbi Yosef Nes means that these are not really the woman's chiyuvim. They're not. I mean, she has to do them, but the focus is not so much on her. The focus is to get out the good word to everybody else. So you can't turn around and say, that's mitzvah shesaz man grama. Mitzvah shesaz man grama is a private yiptura. But when there's something that's klapi achirim, and the goal is to afar se klapi achirim, that's not neat unto the parasha of mitzvah shazman grama. So that's what Chazal mean when they say, afen hoy bi'os v'neis, that women were also in this neis, and the whole goal of this neis is to afar se b'fnei achirim. Maybe that's the reason why women are chiyavos. Maybe that's pshat in this man, Chazal. Yeah.
Okay. First of all, we'll be working with the tzad of Briskarov that's a mitzvah dalas, shtiyas dalas kosos, not that it's a bracha dalas kosos. Because otherwise, we would be saying
that it's a mitzvah. Right. It definitely fits better in the Rambam. Right. It does fit better into the Lashon Rambam that it's a mitzvah shtiyah rather than just a kima of the mitzvah. Maybe it sounds a little bit better, right? So it's based on this shtikul teira that there's a difference between the zeichla nesis and the pursuing nesis. Of course, we're Ben Atam didn't buy into this because Ben Atam says, Avinu was a nesis by Suvi Shabbos. Shabbos was fine. There's no mitzvah of the Shabbos of 100 people who have the same Shabbos in the privacy of your own home. So it's this Shtichul Torah that Rabbi Shalavetchik used to explain the following fascinating comment of a Ramah. Very, very strange Ramah, Nuchas Pesach. The Gemara says in Avi Pesachim that Avi Pesachim that Noshim are fundamentally Chayavos in Haseba. Ikaron, women are really chayavos in haseba. The only thing is that sometimes the haseba done by women is not demonstrate haseba. It's not really an appropriate haseba. So there was a whole discussion, ishim fei baila, etc. So the din is that even a person who's chayv in haseba, if your haseba is not appropriate, so then you're not chayv in haseba. That's what the Gemara talks about, talif mei rabel, bim fei aviv, etc. So you have to size up case by case and see whether it's appropriate for a woman to do haseba or not. So the Gemara says that if she's an Isha Chashuva, so then she sure has to do a seva, even in the presence of her husband. So there are more rights that all our women are Chashuvas. How women, come on, Chashuvas, go yourself. So all the Chashuva women in Krakow in the 1500s, they're all Chayavas in a seva. And then there are more in the same breath, there's a man says, and by the way, our women don't do a seva anymore. Why don't they do a seva? Because our women rely on the Shitas HaRavya. Who's the Ravya? Rav Yoh and Achilish Gol and the Sugi Vaseva, Rav Yoh said that nobody has to do a Seva. Even the men don't have to do a Seva. Why not? So the Rav Yoh said, because it's not Derech HaSeva of his mother. Said, nobody leans. Only in the old days, the Roman aristocrats, they used to lean. We don't do that anymore. Nobody leans. The rich people today don't lean anymore. So therefore, there's no one has to do a Seva at all. That's the shtek in the Rav Yoh. So the Ramah is a strange comment. The Ramah writes that the women rely on the Shittas of Rav Yoh. What does that mean? If you really hold that women are chayavos because nashim chashuvos, so then they're mamash chayavos mikradim. So if the husbands aren't relying on the Rav Yoh, why are they relying on the Rav Yoh? It's a very, very modern, very, very strange Ramah. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik gave the following beer, very long dish of beer. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said as follows. So there was a machlekes between the Rav Yoh and the other Rishonim. Is there a mitzvah seiba mizmah hazeh? So the Chayav Rav Yoh is right. The Chayav Rav Yoh makes a lot of sense. What's for the seiba? What's that seiba doing? How is that accomplishing anything? It's not demonstrating anything. So the answer is he's not right. All the other Shem agreed to the Rav Yoh that it really doesn't make sense to do a Seva as well as that. So why do they say to do a Seva? For the following reason. There are two key women in a Seva. There are two reasons we're doing a Seva. We're doing a Seva as a piercing. It's the Lashon HaRabba, Farsim, Sanais. It's almost like Dal Kreis, it's the Farsim, Sanais. And we're also doing a Seva for ourselves. That even if we'd been a desert island, we would still do a seba. We're doing it as a kiyum for ourselves. So comes the Rav Yoh and says that there's only one kiyum of a seba. Rav Yossi says, Haseib is only Bitaris Pirsum. And therefore, if it's not being mefarsim anything, so it doesn't accomplish anything. So don't waste your time doing it. Don't get inked till dirty, full with wine stains for nothing. So according to the Rav Yo, when you walk by the Seder and you see a guy leaning like this and drinking, you think he's a little cuckoo. You don't think of him as being a Roman emperor. You don't think of him as being Ben Chayrin. It doesn't give off that image of Ben Chayrin. So therefore, you don't accomplish it. It's like running in your side, and nobody sees it. So if you don't do a mitzvah, that's the whole goal of the mitzvah, is the farce of the Satan. So you don't do it. That's what the Rav Yossi said. So one of the other Bisham disagreed with the Rav Yossi. The other Bisham said, in addition to the din of Lefarsim, there's also a mitzvah what? Of a Zeichet. There's also a personal remembering. But I do a Seba, so for me, even though it doesn't really show anything, but it reminds me, I remember that I left Mitzvah. I remember that I've been Chayyur. So you can have a Zeichet without a Pirsum. So that's what the Rav Yossi said. That we paskin against the Rav Yo. We paskin there is a mitzvah of Aseh b'zman hazeh, but not because the mitzvah is b'shlamusim b'zman hazeh. The mitzvah of Pirsum Tacha doesn't apply. The Rav Yo's Tacha right, there is no mitzvah of Farsim b'zman hazeh. The only reason why we do Aseh b'zman hazeh is because we hold there's also a mitzvah of Zecher. Oh, there's a mitzvah of Zecher. So the mitzvah of Zecher, wait a second, we have to be mefalko. Does that apply to women or not? So even though the Gemara says that Nash Mechayavas and Aseba, they're only Chayavas and Aseba on the which side, on which part? On the Farsim part. The Zeicher part, they were never Chayavas. The Zeicher part was like Tefillin. The Zeicher part was like other mitzvahs. Like Suri Shabbos, according to the Nadar Benetam. It's those mitzvahs of Zeicher don't speak to women. It doesn't apply to women. So therefore, comes the Ramesh Salvechkin said, that the Ramah makes perfect sense, that the women rely on the Rav Yo, namely they rely on the Rav Yo's shot, that there's no pierce of his manazeh, which the Taka isn't. We talk about Paskin, there's not, is no pierce of his manazeh. The only part of a Seba that's still left that the men are doing is a Zeicher, and that part of Zeicher, as the Chassam Sofer already told us, that part of Zeicher Taka doesn't apply to women. That's the Shtikl Torah from Moshe Salamichu. So remember, many, many years ago, I told the Shtikl Torah, it was the first conversation I've had with Rabbi Osman Shlitin. Man, it goes back. It was back almost over 35 years ago. So it was the first time I ever spoke to him. It was before Pesach. And I told him what the Shtikl Torah from Moshe, he loved it. He had never heard it before. It's not part of the regular, it's not the regular briska, it's a different, a little bit of a different size from the American briska, branch. So he was very excited to hear Moshe Chiddush. Good. All right. Okay. So let's see if we can move on a little bit. Is it like very warm in here? Just my... What? No, it is. No, just ask me. No, just give me like fresh. What? Fresh air. Okay. All right. That's fine.
Was there a saying that women shouldn't do a seva, or is that they don't have to?
They don't have to. Rav saying even men don't have to do it.
Sorry, is there a
Moshe
based on the
Rabbi
saying that women don't do it,
like
they shouldn't do it, or they just don't?
The Ramah says women don't have to do a seva. There are some women who do a seva, some will do it. But the Ramah says that they don't have to. Good. All right, okay. So, Hovi Yasli Yadan, we've been talking a little bit about a seva and Dalakaisas and all these things. So, let's extend this a little bit more, see if we can fill out a little bit some of the ends of the sugya. Take us into today and until tomorrow a little bit in terms of just some of these things that appear a little bit towards the end of Avim Pesachim. Middle of Avim Pesachim. So the Gemara speaks about the mitzvah of Aseba. Actually, the first mission of Avim Pesachim talks about L'Hoch L'Hashi Yosef, so it's definitely a din of Aseba. And the Gemara signals out when you have to do Aseba. The Gemara talks about Aseba B'Shas Echilas Matzah, and the Gemara talks about Aseba B'Shas Shtiyas Talakaisis. Whereas the Shadow, which is the Talakais, and some parts of the Seder, it's not appropriate to do a Seder. Moreover, it doesn't make any sense to do a Seder, because that's their Avdus, not their Cheres. But the main parts of the Seder, when you do a Seder, the Chilis Matzah and the Shtiyas Talakais. The Chilis Matzah, there are three different times in the Seder when you eat Matzah, so all three of them require a Seder. You have to do a Seder at the beginning, when you eat the Kazayas for the Chilis for Matzah, and then you have to when you eat the Kazayas for Karech, and then you eat the Kazayas for traffic carbon at the end, the Rizal Achlakis and Rishonim, which is the real Iker Achilles Matzah. So, well, Korach is definitely not, because there's Mana Mikdash, so according to Hillel, that was the Iker, but there's Mana Zed, the Gemara says, even according to Hillel, it's not, because Hillel only said that it's Iker Achilles Matzah, but both of them are their Isa, when Matzah and Mor are both their Isa, so then they eat together a Matzah Mor Michlu. There's Mana Zed, when Matzah is their Isa, and Mor is only their Rabbanon, so even Hillel agrees that the Mor their Rabbanon will be Mavata, the Matzah their Isa. So you don't really fulfill Achilles Matzah meeting Kairach, even according to Hillel, as man as that, but you still do it on Zeichel HaMikdash. So the Ikar Matzah is definitely not the Kairach. That's not a Shevet, as man as that. The question, the Rishonim, is which is the Ikar Matzah, the first or the last? That's a big machlokes, the Rashbam and the Rosh. So the Rashbam claims that actually the later Kazayis is really the Ikar. So what are you making a bracha at the beginning? So that's a whole other story. And the Rosh says the other way around. If the Ikar Kazayis is the first one, so why are you eating Afikoman for? That's a whole other story. So that's a different topic. But at the end of the day, you have to eat both. Either one day rice, one day rabbanim, one day rice, one day whatever it is. The bottom line is you have to eat both. And therefore you have to do a seba when you eat all of the above. And of course when you drink the delicacies. So one can raise a fundamental question as to what the nature of the relationship between the mitzvah of haseba and these mitzvahs achila that we're doing. And the chakira that we're going to raise is almost identical to the chakira that Tyson the Rambam and the Biskarav had vis-a-vis the relationship between Dalat Kaisas and the mitzvahs Shevadibra. Remember we mentioned that there are four mitzvahs Shevadibra and the Laseda, there's Kiddush, Haggadah, there's a Muslim Halal, there's the mitzvah of Dalat Kaisas. So there's definitely some correlation between the number four and four. We weren't sure which way it goes. Is it that there are four mitzvahs of Dibur, and then each one requires Al Tchashiva Sakasha Yayin, or Fakir Chazal Mesach and four Kaisa Shayayin, and then Im Faraz, let's stick them onto the four mitzvahs of Dibur. So you have almost the exact same Chakira when it comes to Haseva and the mitzvahs, not mitzvahs of Dibur, the mitzvahs of Achila Vishtiya. So the mitzvahs Achila of the Matzah and the Mitzvah Shevashtiyah of the Dalat Kaisas, we're doing a Seba. So I'm going to raise the following question. What's Pshat? It's Pshat that we're basically doing these mitzvahs. We have a Mitzvah Chilas Matzah, we have a Mitzvah Midr Avon of Shtiyah Dalat Kaisas. Then Chazal said, although in HaTorah, you don't have to eat the Matzah at any given hand. You can eat the Matzah standing on your head, you can eat the Matzah standing up, sitting down, laying on the floor, whatever you want to eat the Matzah, you can eat the Matzah. So technically, you can drink the Dalat Kaisas in any shape or form. But in Kfar Askva, if you're already doing a mitzvah achilas matzah, and matzah is such a major component of derech eiros, and in Kfar Askva, you're already doing shtiyas dalat kaisas, which is derech eiros, so why don't you like boost it up a little bit, enhance it a little bit, and do it a little nicer way, and do it derech haseiv also. Do it, meaning, do it in a nice, mukavetik manner, in a way that even gives more of a derech eiros to it. So the mitzvahs really, really start with the mitzvah of achila. There's a mitzvah achilas matzah, and there's a mitzvah shtiyas dalat kaisas, and then you're already doing it. So that with the rabbanon, let's do it in even a more kabbalistic way, in a more significant manner of a demonstration of chilas. Is that the pshat? What's the pshat? Totally the other way around. Rabbi Shlomo Chibur Foriyat, the exact opposite extreme. The halacha requires you to do the derech eiros. You have to anything and everything you can do at the state of derech eiros. So one of the demonstrations of derech eiros is to lean. So when should I lean? At what point is appropriate for me to lean? So should I lean when I'm singing Chagadah? What is singing Chagadah? Chagadah is not such an important part of the Seder. You tell the guy to lean for 8 hours, it's back dinner the next morning. So we want you to lean at the critical moments of the Seder. So when are the critical moments of the Seder? So one could have argued that Magid is a little bit more of a Kavadik, a little bit more of a Kavad Rosh. That's not necessarily the time to be leaning. But so the goal is we want to get in Haseva. So we're trying to pinpoint or zero in what are the main moments of the Seder. So I'll tell you what the main moments are. The mitzvah achila, those are very significant parts. And the Haseva makes sense then, because that's when people do lean. So it makes sense that we should tell you to lean, do the leaning at the time of the eating of the matzah. In theory, it would be nice if you do leaning when you're eating your soup also, but you don't have to eat soup at the Seder, so it's hard for us to tell you have to lean when you eat soup. You don't have to have a piece of potato at the Seder, so it's hard to be sake or potato to eat in the Seder. But whatever parts of the Seder anyway have to be eaten, whatever parts of the Seder anyway have to be drunk, so it makes sense that those things, that's when we should perform the mitzvah of a Seder. So it's almost the same kind of a hakira that we have. Which direction are we going in? Are we starting with, there's a starting point that we want to get, we have mitzvah achila, and let's up the ante on the mitzvah achila, do it a little nicer way, or the exact opposite. We have this agenda of doing a seba. In for askvar, let's do it at an appropriate time that links into the mitzvah achila. So which direction does it go? So the Biskarav has on this one also. Biskarav claims that this is also machlek yisrim shen. So the Gemara says that if a person ate the kazayis matzah and didn't do haseba lo yotza, what does that mean? Lo yotza what? Lo yotza who? Which chiyuv? Why are you against it? So the Rosh writes that lo yotza chilas matzah. You weren't against matzah. You'd have to eat the matzah over again. Minat Torah. No, not Minat Torah. Minat Torah doesn't say Be'erev Tocha Matzah Be'erev Seba. So Minat Torah Ve'edi Kazayis Matzah Techos Pras. And it's called Matzah. So Chavinia, it's in the mitzvah. Elohat Midirabon Adi U'Misaki. And they have the mitzvah in a nice amount. It's like if a guy makes Kiddush B'dvar Minat Torah Ve'lakais. So Lo Yeltsa. It means Midirabon. He wasn't the Yotze. There's a Tais in Sukkah Dab Gimel that raised the question. Whenever you have a mitzvah that it was up to ante midirabbanim. Minat Torah, you could do it in a certain very, very minimal manner. And then midirabbanim, they said you have to do it in a better manner. If the guy doesn't do it in the manner of midirabbanim, he yaitzim in a Torah. So it's a long shishayim. Sometimes it raises a question. A guy sits in the sukkah. And minat Torah, the sukkah is okay. What I'm doing is it's acceptable. But midirabbanim, there's something wrong with the sukkah. So Tais quotes a possibility that you're not even yaitzim in a Torah. Yaitzim dechavos even midiraisa. Based on what? Based on who? What exactly makes you not be yaitzim? Because you're not listening to a chum, it's a mitzvah of Yaveira, it's not exactly clear what the mechanism is. So some suggest that's part of Yesh Krav Yacham Lakha Dov Min HaTorah. Lakha means they can remove a mitzvah. They are given shlit, a part of the parish of Losasar, is that Chazal have the koyach to declare what you thought was a mitzvah is Nishke mitzvah. They have a right to be Moshe Vivi, Eike Dov Min HaTorah, Vishay Vel Tansu. So Akal Padim says the Rosh, if a guy ate matzah and didn't eat a paseba, so he's lo yotze dechavasa. Again, it doesn't mean that technically Minotari wasn't yotze. He wasn't yotze midirabban, he has to eat over again. And it could be, once he's not yotze midirabban, then it could be maybe he's not yotze midiraisi either. Maybe, according to that toys, it's not a good reason. So the Biskimrov claims that the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam doesn't hold lo yotze dechavasa of matzah. The Rambam holds lo yotze dechavasa of haseba. Because we're yotze matzah. Why were you yotze matzah? You weren't yotze haseba. Says the Biskarov, the Rambam says, why are you doing Haseba on Pesach night? So the Rambam sticks in the din with Haseba, the same din of Dal Kaisis. The Rambam writes, V'chol dover do'achayv al-mahar sasatz, v'u l'fika ch'shasay adem b'lai l'azeh, o'ichol dover Haseba, v'shos adal Kaisis, dover Kaisis, give or take the Rambam's words, in Uchus, Perzayin, Uchus, Chomtzim, Mamzim. So the Biskarov says that Haseba starts as a kimen of itself. There's a mitzvah to Haseba, there's a mitzvah to Rabbanim, the Reis, whatever you want to call this mitzvah laharos. Some kind of an extension of Sipat Yitzvah Mitzrayim. It's not enough just to talk the words. You have to demonstrate. Put in a show, put in an act, put in a play, put in a skit on Pesach. Right? So Minat Torah, the din of Laharos, if it exists, doesn't require any specific surah. But the Rabbanah, the Misakah, it has to be done Derech Dal Kais and Derech Haseva. So when the person goes ahead and he does this, his Haseva, so he's performing the din of Laharos. And if he didn't do it, so then Lo Yossi and Derech Haseva. I'm not Yotze Dei Matzah. When was I Yotze Matzah? I was Yotze Matzah already. I wasn't Yotze Haseba. There's no way to rectify it, because once I fulfilled the mitzvah matzah, then to eat a second kazayis derech Haseba, it's like eating potato kugel derech Haseba, so I don't really gain all that much. So Machlekes is showing him, what is this mitzvah of Haseba? Is it part of the mitzvah of Malachis, part of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, or is it almost like a separate kibbutz for Yotzeh? So the Chora is clear, like this Biskarov from the Lashon Rambam as well, because the Rambam writes that l'chadchila you should do a seiba for the entire meal. You don't have to. You're a din, you're with the dal kaisos, or you're with the matzah. But the proper thing to do is to do a seiba for the entire meal. Why? Based on what? Based on what you do a seiba for the whole meal for? So if you hold like the Rosh, like the first time the Chakira, that a seiba is not really a mitzvah. A seiba is just a way to do matzah and dal kaisos better. So it's a way to do potato kugel better. There's no mitzvah to take kugel altogether. There's no mitzvah to have salad altogether. There's no mitzvah to have chicken soup with the seder altogether. So you chose to have a bowl of soup. You should do it derech haseba, like mehechatayse. What do you gain? But if you hold like the other side in the chakira, that the mitzvah haseba starts on its own 2 feet. It starts as a mitzvah haseba. It's a chi of God to do haseba. Okay, so then the starting point is haseba. So it's supposed to be a demonstration of chayrus. So the more chayrus, the better. The more, the merrier. So the more of a demonstration of chayrus I can do, not only am I going to do chayrus during my matzah, I'm going to do chayrus during my potato kugel. That's great. That's even better. So that idea of the Rambam, that there is a kiyum to do a seba as much as you can, so that fits in nicely to the Rambam's understanding that a seba really is a separate mitzvah. It's the starting point is a seba. So the two Rambams almost like go hand in hand, but the Rambam was the one who said Dal Kaisa starts off on its own 2 feet, and then it kind of, you know, links into the mitzvahs, and a seba starts on its own 2 feet as well, because the Rambam put the two together and says the fikach, you should say on the lezeh, so you have to have a seba and Dal Kaisa.
You're obviously doing
the
seba like just
stam
when you're saying
Zibri Sibri. No, in eating, because when you do the seba, it's not a key, it's not a demonstration of anything. Even rich people don't, when they talk, they don't do a seba. Do a seba when they eat. it's quoted a thing, Hamasek and Neiva, the Feinstein's itself. How come Bizman Hazer, most people don't follow this Rambam? Most people don't have the practice of Hamasek when eating their soup and their kulum. So if I'm not mistaken, I think David suggested that maybe for that we all, in a sense, rely on the Rav Yom. Means, in our heart of hearts, we probably think the Rav Yom is right. Same with the women. Our wives think the Rav Yom is right. We, the men, also think the Rav Yom is really right. There's probably no us safe altogether. This man is that. The whole thing is that doesn't really prove it. It doesn't compensate. We tell a lot that we do it anyway. We don't want to rely on the Rav Yom. So the men and women don't want to rely on the Rav Yom. Something that's the real McCoy. Something that's really meek or din. So the matzah, the alkaisa, the shali, not yaitse. So for that, we don't want to rely on the Rav Yom. But for the pathetic goal, even go to the Rambam. The world will come to an end. We didn't do a say, but for the pathetic goal. And since anyway, according to the Rosh, there's no kiyum at all, there's zero to be gained by doing a segment of potato kugel. So the mini island is a straight speaker. Either the Rosh is right, even if the Rosh is not right, we rely on the Rav Yom. That has become our mini response. Well, most people follow mini response. So I call upon the different parts of the Lela Seder that do require a seba. So the Gemara spells out the matzah requires a seba, and the Dalek Kaisis requires a seba. The only thing is, the Gemara raised the question, and Abi Psachim, within the din of Abba Kaisis requiring a seba, all four kosas definitely do not require a seva. That the Gemara says for sure. Nobody really holds that all four kosas require a seva. The only thing is, the Gemara is not sure which ones do, which ones don't. So the Gemara breaks down the kosas into two big groups. There's the first two kosas and the last two kosas. So the first two kosas are a unit. What's the unit of the first two kosas? Is that we're still kind of in the state of avdus. It's like a transformation to say that we start out with halach ma'anya and we build up to the bagin and the halal. Make that transformation to Tacheris. So the first two kosas are a little bit more of this mindset. We haven't quite made it to the grand finale of the Chus Matzi. We haven't even transformed from the Lechamoini to the Vayofas Apotzek, Ezeki Uos Matzes. So we're still a little bit more in the Avdus Cheiros, the Avdus mindset. So if this book quotes a possibility, what Amorim says, you probably don't have to do a save for the first two kosas. That's like doing a save for Moro. Nobody does a save for Moro because Moro is Avdus Lagamri. So what are you doing a save for the first two kosas for? And the Gemara says, so according to that Dega, the only time Chazal and Misaki a save for the kosas is by the last two kosas. And then the Gemara quotes the other possibility, no, that may be the exact opposite. Maybe Mamash Tum Fakir. That the first two kosas makes more sense to do a seva, because that's when the excitement is, you're getting all ready in chayrus. But in the last two kosas, you're ready here for sleep. The gula is over, it's ready tomorrow morning. You're already holding my chagad, you're ready to fall asleep. So that's already too late, the excitement's over. So maybe Shadavka do a seva for the first two kosas. So it's strange, the Gemara says, everybody agrees there's a din, you have to do a seva for the kosas. And everyone agrees there's a din, you have to do a seva for all four kosas. And we're just not sure which one's here, which one's not. So it's in that Gemara, the Gemara is the famous conclusion, which is stuck with the din. Hashbal it b'hach, we're not sure who's right. So the Gemara says, therefore, what do you do? Famous Gemara, what do you want to say? If you do all four, hilcha din on kulu. If you do a seven all four, the ad kan devir Gemara. If you do a seven all four. So the Ran poses a very, very famous question in Rabbi Pesach, and the Ran says, I don't understand. Haseba l'chaura is only the Rabbanan. So if it's only the Rabbanon, why do I have to be so machmir? I'm fakir. It's the opposite. She's speaking to Rabbanon Kula. I should be making a seba, but not machmir a seba. So the Rav's question is working with the premise that a seba is only the Rabbanon. So we're not sure that premise is correct, because when I'm in the Rambam, when the Rambam introduces a seba, so the Rambam says, "Behold, over door chaver maharas asatzmo." Also the pesuk at the end of Arvei Pesach. There's a chiv laharas asatzmo. And then the Rambam says the kiyum laharas asatzmo is a seba and dalek kaisis. So the Rambam quotes it as a pasuk. The Rambam quotes it as a din deraisa. So maybe the Rambam holds it as a seba deraisa. So maybe the premise of the Rambam is not correct. So hard, that's not right, because even the Rambam will hold that a seba deraisa. The Rambam doesn't mean the problem of a seba deraisa. It doesn't mean that Marshal was gave to Moshe Rabbeinu the Messiah. He gave him a picture of a person leaning on a couch at Pesach night. That's not what was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. If anything, according to the Rambam, what was given to Moshe Rabbeinu was the chivul of laharas asatzmo. It's a din, you have to be maharas asatzmo to yotzei Mitzrayim. How are you going to do that? What the pratim are? That's the zichut the Rabbanan. Not a Torah, you yotzei with anything. A Torah, you yotzei with walking around with matzahs on your shoulder like the Sfarim do. Not a Torah, you yotzei with putting on a skin about the Samach, about Tzvardeya. But a Torah, you yotzei with shtiyas dal kaisa, you yotzei with anything. The fact that they were prati, including a seba, Those were instituted by the Chachamim. So even according to the Rambam, even though it's true, all the things that you do to enhance the Laharos are all Kimum Deraisa, it's hard to believe that the details of the Dalakrisis and the Haseba Deraisa Mamish, that Sveg Deraisa Lachub, it's hard to believe. So the Rambam is a Shtaka Kasha. Vein Lafi, the Rambam's understanding of Haseba, Vein Lafi, others' understanding of Haseba, whether it's Pshua Derabon or somehow Kimum Deraisa, to say that it's a Sveg Deraisa Lachub sounds a little bit far fetched. So, Taco, what's the answer to the Rambam's Kasha? We'll catch up tomorrow to figure out what the answer is. Okay. You guys, be well, have a good day.
First in person, sheer. First in person, sheer.